Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Ladies and gents, thank you for being here with us today for this episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker, best-selling author, and serial entrepreneur, Jonathan Jones. And today, I want to just talk with you. But first, before I even get into today, I don't know how many of you have tried the Skittles, the Sweet Heat, or the Skittles Bright Side flavors. Okay, I'm sitting here and I can't stop eating them. They're delicious. Some people might say, oh, it's sweet and it's spicy, but the Sweet Heat is delicious. And the Bright Side, I mean, they have the lighter, brighter Skittles in the yellow bag, and they're just delicious. So if you haven't tried those, I mean, you should. And if you happen to know a Skittles rep, then tell them to hit me up, because I would love to be a Skittles ambassador. I'm just saying. Anyway, we're a little late dropping a podcast today, specifically because earlier this morning, I had the opportunity to speak at the House of Blues Business at Sunrise event. They do excellent networking events every second Wednesday of the month at 7 o'clock in the morning. If you're in Dallas, Texas, every second Wednesday of the month at 7 a.m., Business at Sunrise. Get in that room with Jeremy Jones. Get in that room with Dean Lindsay. And they do a phenomenal job curating this event and putting it all together. Without further ado, now we're going to go ahead and get into today's episode. Today, I was going through Instagram. And of course, you know, on Instagram, that is a credible source for information. And I happened to find this post, and it was entitled 10 Things You Must Give Up in Order to Move Forward. And I want to share these points because I feel like this is going to be really beneficial to us today. With everybody who typically listens to this podcast, I think would agree that they want to move forward in their life. They want to achieve another level of success in their life. They want to just be a better person overall. So we're going to go ahead and just dive into the 10 things that you must give up in order to move forward. And we're not even going to waste any more time, because this is great content and you will learn from this. You will grow. And then if you apply this content, then you ultimately will benefit. The first thing that it challenges us to move forward in is letting the opinions of others control your life. You got to let that go. I know there are many stages in my life, and even sometimes now, there are certain areas where I would like to have somebody's opinion geared towards an encouraging, cheerful, uplifting manner for certain areas in my life. But in order for me to move forward, I got to let that go. Can't allow other people's opinions to control your life. The second thing is the shame of past failures. We've all made mistakes at some point in our life. We'll continue to make mistakes, because if you don't make mistakes, then you're not growing. So ultimately, we have to get to a place to where we move past those failures. We do the work and continue to press forward within our lives. Third, we have being indecisive about what you want. I know this is something that I struggle with, being really passive, not taking the time to just give somebody a direct answer. It might be a girl I was talking to. She's like, hey, what do you want to eat? It doesn't matter. Okay, so what do you want me to go get? It doesn't matter, whatever you pass. Because when we allow ourselves to be indecisive, we ultimately create confusion in everybody else's lives, because we can't give a direct, clear-cut answer. We can't provide clarity. When we provide clarity, that eliminates confusion. Number four, we're talking about procrastinating on the goals that matter to you. You say you want to achieve something. You say you want to move forward in your life. You say you want your business to go to the next level, but you're not putting forth the effort. You're not putting forth the work. You might have the blueprint, but if you don't put action behind that blueprint, then you can't expect it to come to full fruition. Some people might say they want to lose weight, but then they don't go to the workout class, or they don't go to the gym. How can you expect to achieve that if you don't take action? Number five, choosing to do nothing. I once heard somebody say that if you decide to do nothing, that's making a decision. Because when we sit there and we don't take action, we don't get better, nor do we get worse. We just stay where we are, complacent, just in one particular area of our lives. That's like going to college and you're a sophomore and you just go to class. Every day you go to class, but you don't do the homework. And then you don't take the test. You just go to class. And every day, what are you going to leave with? You're going to leave just being that individual who sat in class every day. So we have to begin to choose, because it says choose to do nothing. So we have to choose to do something. And then by way of doing something, then ultimately that will put us in a better position to create success in our own lives, to grow, to move, and position those who are coming behind us. Number six, you need to be right. This is one for me, my God, my God. I was arguing with one of my friends the other day. Not arguing. We had heated fellowship. It wasn't an argument. But we were going back and forth on a project we were working on. And then this individual was like, oh, no. She was like, oh, no, I don't want to do it like this. And I was like, well, how about we just do it like this because this way it looks better? She said, no, I don't want to do it like that. And I said, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to argue with you. It's fine. Just do it the way you want to do it. And we'll move forward, because I had to realize that I can't always be right. I had to realize that this wasn't worth the argument. This wasn't worth the debate. So let me just get off this and let me just allow her to have this moment. Because if I don't, then I'm going to get really mad. So let me be mature and let me just drop this where it is. Number seven, running from problems that should be fixed. My God in heaven. Too oftentimes we know that there are issues with us. Hello, this is a perfect plug. With it being Mental Health Awareness Month, we know that there are some things that aren't right with us. We know that we have areas of people that upset us, but we never address the issue. We never address the problem. We just sit on it, and then we allow it to fester, and then we allow it to grow. And then ultimately we snap on somebody who is just closest to us because they're in our closest proximity, and this problem had nothing to do with them. We have to begin to create accountability in our lives so ultimately we won't run from problems. When we create accountability, this is how we position ourselves to grow ultimately. Because we grow once we challenge problems. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. The only way for you to truly grow and the only way for you to truly begin to be in a position to where you can withstand more, to where you have higher tolerance, higher discipline, this is when you no longer run from problems, but you address them head on. And then you make that thing work for you. Number eight, making excuses rather than decisions. My God. Hey, John, can you do this? Oh, no, I'm busy. Hey, John, well, what about this? Oh, no, I can't do that. People, quit making excuses. When you make excuses, you lose credibility. When you lose credibility, nobody wants to deal with you. Nobody wants to work with you. A lot of times, people don't want to be your friend. And it's so easy to make excuses. Excuses are easy. Making a decision is difficult, especially making a decision and then sticking with it despite whatever you feel, despite you might have a tough day, despite having the challenges of life. We all have challenges. Despite facing struggles, make a decision and stick with it, because if you don't, then you're going to sit in limbo for your life. You're going to say, I don't know. Can I do it? They're going to say, hey, can you go to this event? I don't know about you all, but I know that was one of the things I was the worst at. I would say on Facebook, yes, I'm going to this event. Yes, I'm going to attend this event. And then I wouldn't go. Hello. John, can you come to my party? Yeah, I'll come to your party. Then I just wouldn't feel like going, so I wouldn't show up at all. And now I began to realize that if people did me like that, I wouldn't be happy with it. People are like, yeah, I'm going to come to your event. Yeah, I'm going to come see you speak. And then I'm looking in the crowd and I don't see him. That hurts. That hurts my feelings. That hurts my feelings only because they gave me their word. The size of the crowd isn't ever the point for me. But if somebody gives me their word and they say they're going to do something, then follow through on your decision, because that's what you said. You gave me your word. You gave me your word. Number nine, overlooking the positive points in your life. What you often see depends entirely what you're looking for. So if you begin to look for the positive areas in life, you'll begin to see that ray of sun. If you begin to look for the negative areas of your life, then you will always see those. So I want us to now begin to self-reflect on the areas of our lives that are positive, on the areas within our lives where we know that we have something to be grateful for. And then we allow ourselves to be grateful. Then ultimately, this now shifts our frame of mind. This shifts the way that we see any and all circumstances. So allow yourself to overlook the positive points in your life. Be grateful. And lastly, not appreciating the present moment. These are 10 things you must give up to move forward. In order for us to appreciate the present moment, we must allow ourselves to be fully present. And allowing ourselves to be fully present, this looks specifically like putting your phone down where you're at, You go on vacation, allow yourself to take in the sights with your eyes. Yes, you can take pictures, and yes, you can do photo ops and all that good stuff, but allow yourself to be present with the people you're there with. Allow yourself to be present in the moment, in the action, in the water, in the ocean, in the sand, wherever it might be. Looking over the Grand Canyon, I'm closing my eyes right now because I'm visualizing these things. I'm being present with you all right now. And I think that's so pivotal because we move so fast in our society. Social media, there's so many social media channels. Everybody's everywhere doing everything. And we don't take time to see the moment that we're currently in. Today, I want you to think about the 10 ways or the 10 things that I said you need to ultimately give up to move forward. And I want you to think about one or two of them. If you're a faithful follower on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I want you to comment which number of the things do you need to give up to move forward. You can just give me the number if you don't want to put it out there, or you can put what it is and mention us at SYS Podcast 1, or just use the hashtag SYSP, because I want to know what those things are. And then once we write it out, once we tweet it out, once we put it out, now we have created a level of accountability. Now we've created a standard to where somebody else knows what we're seeking to do, what we aspire to do. And by us now doing that, this will allow us to be present in our mind. This will increase our own personal awareness. And this will help us get to that next stage in our lives. Friends, as you know, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. We're currently in a 4-part series. On Friday, we're going to release another episode geared directly towards Mental Health Awareness Month. That episode is sponsored by JCI Creatives. If you want to brand responsibly and you're looking to book a photographer or videographer for your next wedding or as well as your corporate event, go to JCICreatives.com or just download the app JCI Creatives, where you can book Jaron Collins. You can see some of his previous work in his portfolio and see what his social media looks like. He has an amazing social media presence. Just the presentation of his pages is wonderful. So I'd encourage you to check out our sponsor for this month, JCI Creatives. Once again, the owner, Jaron Collins, phenomenal man. And he has a heart for service and a heart to provide the best customer service possible and to see everyone uplifted and succeeding in their lives. Friends, we're going to go ahead and check out. If you haven't taken the time to leave a review, we would encourage you to go on iTunes and leave a helpful review. Just type in Speak Your Success Podcast. And then from that point, scroll all the way down to the bottom, click write a review. We would love if you gave us 5 stars and then wrote in your thoughts, wrote in your feedback, wrote in your comments, wrote in what you would like to hear. And ultimately, this will help us expand the influence and ultimately be able to add value to more people all over the United States of America and in surrounding countries all over the world. Once again, friends, we're going to check it out and go ahead and say it with me only if you believe it. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?